Good afternoon with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. The name of the person killed in an Iron County traffic crash Tuesday morning has been released. The Wisconsin State Patrol reports the driver of the vehicle involved in the crash was 39-year-old Anthony David Nelson of Lake Tomahawk. Nelson was killed. A passenger in the vehicle has serious injuries, and another passenger, a 16-year-old juvenile, was injured with non-life-threatening injuries. The injured were taken to Howard Young Medical Center in Woodruff. The State Patrol reports Nelson's vehicle was traveling northbound on Highway 51 in Iron County near the intersection of Highway 182. Nelson's vehicle left the roadway and struck the east ditch. Nelson was pronounced dead at the scene. Candidates for tribal government were narrowed down during a primary vote in Lac des Flambeaux yesterday. For tribal treasurer, Gloria Cobb and William Stone Jr. were the top two. For tribal secretary, Jamie Ann Allen topped the total, followed by Beverly LaBarge. Jamie Lim Armstrong was eliminated. For tribal council, the top eight were Brittany Allen, John Johnson, Alice Sulier, Deanne Allen, Melissa Dowd, Jerome Big John, Raquel Zortman Bell, Betty Jo Gravine. All made it through the primary election. The general election is the first Tuesday in October. The holiday weekend brought another mass shooting in Texas, the second in less than a month, but one psychiatrist who studies gun violence says blaming it on mental illness won't stop future incidents. Roz Brown has more.
Police say the latest suspect, a white male in his 30s, used an AR-type assault rifle, a common denominator in recent mass shootings. Amy Barnhorst in the Community Psychiatry Department at the University of California, Davis, says many of the shooters would not fit the diagnosis of being mentally ill.
I think there's a perception that anybody who would do something this horrible must, by definition, be mentally ill. But they don't have a specific mental illness that we could treat or that we have medications for.
Following the two recent shootings in El Paso and Dayton, Ohio, President Donald Trump said he was considering revised laws to reduce gun violence, but has since retreated from that position, instead touting new mental institutions as a solution. The weekend shooting in Texas left 7 dead and 20 injured. The gunman began shooting people at random after a traffic stop by police. According to a survey from the Treatment Advocacy Center, the number of state hospital beds that serve the nation's most seriously ill patients has fallen from more than 550,000 in the 1950s to fewer than 38,000 in the first half of 2016. Barnhorst says expanding mental health services is necessary, but won't produce miracles.
Because we really do need more money, more beds, more therapists, more doctors. Our mental health system is really failing, but if we want to address the mass shooting problem, addressing the mental health system is not going to help.
Barnhorst says what ties together many of the perpetrators is a sense of both victimhood and entitlement, with several expressing envy of others and feeling they deserve something the world isn't providing. I'm Roz Brown.
And a 29-year-old man in Portage County has been bound over for trial for allegedly threatening to kill police officers. Investigators say David Tejeda possessed illegal body armor and a firearm. He's also charged with making a terrorist threat in a text he sent to a former girlfriend. He told her he hates law enforcement officers, and he reportedly wrote, "It's going to end with several people dead, including me." If he is convicted, he could spend more than 28 years in prison. An increasing aggression by panhandlers across Madison's busy State Street is said to be a growing problem for business owners. A pizza restaurant assistant manager says he calls police at least once a week. Russell St. John says panhandlers have even entered the store to approach customers. Madison alderperson Mike Verveer says panhandling is protected free speech, but he acknowledged he gets a lot of complaints about it. He says a couple of his employees have been assaulted, and it's getting harder to keep them from quitting. The weather forecast for the rest of the day. Look for skies to be partly sunny, highs in the 60s. Clear tonight, low 45. For Thursday, partly sunny, 50% chance of afternoon showers, high near 68. Thursday night, still 50% chance of rain, cloudy, low 52. Then Friday, partly sunny, high 68 degrees. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.